Good evening, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebewing. Bad Axe is set to celebrate the holiday season with its annual Tidings and Tinsel festivities on Saturday, November 29th. The Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce has organized a host of family-friendly activities taking place throughout the day, including food trucks, historical events, free movies, showings, crafts, and a parade. Events kick off at 1 p.m. with One Day Christmas in the Village at the historic log cabins running until 5 p.m. and a free screening of The Grinch at the Bad Axe Theater, including complimentary small drinks and popcorn for children from 1 to 3 p.m. Food trucks will be available from 3 to 8 p.m. Additional highlights include ornament decorating and storybook reading for kids. Hosted at the First United Methodist Church, and a tree lighting ceremony at 5 p.m. in front of the Huron County Courthouse. The event will feature a s'mores and hot cocoa social and warming areas provided by local businesses. Festivities conclude with the Tidings and Tinsel Christmas Parade from 6 to 8 p.m., and Thumb Broadcasting will be there that evening with our country cruiser announcing the floats that evening, so stop on by and say hello. And we, here at Thumb Broadcasting, wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and a happy kickoff to the Christmas season. Around 2 p.m. on Monday, November 24th, Buchholz Excavating accidentally knocked loose a power line, causing it to hang low across the parking area at Thumb Broadcasting. This caused WLAW Cruise 102.1 FM and WLAW 1340 AM, WHST 94.1 FM to be off the air for a short period while the crews were out trying to get power restored. The Bad Axe Fire Department was dispatched to the scene near Ortis Ford for the report of a low-hanging power line creating a potential traffic and safety hazard. DTE Energy crews arrived within the hour and began repairs on the damaged line in order to restore electric service to the affected location. Power was successfully restored a while later. And Tyson Foods' decision to close a beef plant in Lexington, Nebraska could devastate the small city and undermine the profits of ranchers nationwide. The closure of the plant and one of the two shifts at a plant in Texas will reduce beef processing capacity nationwide by 7 to 9% and lead to the lower cattle prices. Consumers may not see prices change much at the grocery store over the next 6 months because all the cattle that are being prepared for slaughter now will still be processed. But in the long run, beef prices may continue to climb even higher than the current records unless U.S. ranchers expand their herds. When we come back after this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is Jason Hansen, loan officer from Bayport State Bank. On behalf of all of us at Bayport State Bank, we'd like to congratulate the Harbor Beach Pirates football team on an incredible season and their well-deserved trip to Ford Field. We also want to wish the Harbor Beach Pirates the best of luck in Friday's game against the Hudson Tigers. The Pirates take the field on Friday, November 28th at 9:30 a.m. at Ford Field for the Division 8 State Championship game. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebewing, are proud to serve the communities we call home. Supporting local athletes, local families, and local businesses isn't just what we do, it's who we are. When you bank with Bayport State Bank, you're choosing a local team that cares about you, your future, and our community. So stop into one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebewing. Open an account and see what real hometown banking is all about. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Carney, looking at our national news. Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson has been released from the hospital, according to a statement from his family, which thanked supporters for their messages as doctors cleared him to continue recovering outside the facility following a brief stay that drew concern given his age and long public career. And in our international news, a 33-year-old man in South Korea has been sentenced to life in prison for running an online blackmail ring that sexually exploited or abused more than 260 victims over 4 years, including minors, a case prosecutors describe as one of the country's most serious technology-enabled abuse scandals.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned first service bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sabawing.